QN6 BGY on 6 IWH. That's like, you know, you try to connect with people and you play phone tag and back and forth. And, oh, man.
Been there. If you need to take that call, go ahead. I got the radio on now, so. But if not, I'm outside for about 5 minutes doing a couple things, and thought I'd throw a call out there and see what's going on. Had a nice Christmas over here, just three of us. I'm still sick, and my mom's sick, so nobody wanted to come over, which is fine with me, because I didn't have to put up with people, so.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah, sorry you're sick, but you know, that's one of the things I always, you know, blah, 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 how, you know, we all have to go through some kind of suffering at some point, somewhere, sometime, you know, it seems like you can't get out of it anymore. I think the best, example of that is when you get up at night and stub your toe. I mean, you go from instantly, you know, not caring, not worrying about pain at all, and then, wham, oh, God, your foot broken.
Oh, yeah, no, I did, it could happen just as quick as that, happy-go-lucky, and then all of a sudden, possibly a trip to the ER. Be it 100 years ago, that would have probably been enough to kill somebody. You get blood poisoning and all that. So luckily, we got all these modern medicine and stuff, and we don't have to deal with that.
Oh, yeah. And one thing about Yuba City down there, they've got a good hospital system right out. Apparently, it's been taken over by Seventh-day Adventists, and they're doing a great job. Sounds great. Chico's got a good hospital here, a Penlo. A lot of people come here to retire. So anyway, Christmas was low-key, but I'm glad of that. It's been raining and raining, and, you know, I've got stuff out back I have to keep covered with tarps, and the wind blew the tarp off, and, you know, wow.
Yeah, I've heard some pretty good stuff about that Rideout Hospital. They did Mom pretty good. She had her back surgery there back in like 06. I know it wasn't at Venice Rideout then, or it was Rideout then. But yeah, that's we got Enlow there, pretty good. I'm gonna break. Damn, I'm running out of juices here. Have to go take some more orange juice and some cold medicine here in a little bit, but yeah, no, it's been nice. That was quite the storm that passed through the last couple days. That wind was something awful. I guess my brother, he was coming back I think Christmas Eve from a date or something, I don't know, and he hydroplaned over there in Arbuckle on Interstate 5. Luckily there was nobody else around, and he did a crash, and he said he was pretty shook up, but all is well.
Yeah. Hey, are you at home? Or working, or what?
No, I don't go back to work till Monday.
Oh, thank God. But too bad you're gonna, you know, stay home sick. Oh. Everybody's got some kind of advice, you know, what to do. Really, it's just, you have to suffer through it. Take a few days, you know, whatever it is, cold, flu, drink water, tea. I like just mint tea, you know, kind of nothing to it. It doesn't get you wired or anything.
I think I have some peppermint tea up in the cupboard somewhere. If not, I got green tea and peppermint, so I'll make my own. But, what I can tell, it's either bronchitis, or, which I usually get every other year or so, or a sinus infection, because the left side's a bit stuffed up, a little too good to hang out with the other one, so.
Yeah,
cool. I just saw the cloud part ways, and I could see the antenna mast, the two of them on top of the views, and then the cloud just went right back.
You're close enough to see the antennas on the repeater?
I mean, yes, technically, because they're... My house faces east. I can see our cell phone antenna, and then in the distance beyond that, when the clouds decide to part ways, I can't see them directly, but I can see that there's two antennas on top of the view, so it's kind of like a, kind of like in the foreground if you were painting. But yeah, on a clear day, I can see the antenna mast up there. It's pretty cool. I never thought, hey, I need to get my ham radio license, and the bloody the darn repeater's up there, right there outside my front window. So.
Well, you do have a good signal, and I'll bet, you know, you're loud. Nobody's going to squash you like a bug.
Well, thanks for the signal report. Yeah, I am definitely 22-plus miles west of that, but on a good clear day, I mean, that just goes to show you Dave's machine up there, I know, between the GMRS and the 085 and whatnot. Or maybe he doesn't own that one. I shouldn't say that. I don't know that. Anyway, that repeater up there has such significant range. I'm blown away every time. In fact, there's a guy on Monday night checked in from Martinez. I mean, granted, he's got a good antenna, but that's still a good jump, and he's always got a clear signal as far as I can hear.
You know, I always admire a guy with a good, strong signal and not necessarily an amp. But, you know, getting a good coax and the antenna up in the air, 2 meters. I mentioned once there's a Simplex net Thursdays up here. And, you know, it's good to check and see who you can hear and who can hear you.
Absolutely, yeah, it's funny, this is on one of those new, Falfang UV-5 Mini, I got the little black and neon green one, chunky little guy, but, real small, and, I don't have any more, antenna width from Nagoya or any of the other ones to throw on here, so this is a stock rubber duck antenna on the new UV-5R, or 5 Mini, don't quote me on the exact model there, but, I've gotten pretty good reports even from inside with this stock rubber duck.
WE6AXM repeater.
Oh, wow, is that what it is? It actually does sound good. The audio is pretty clear. You know, you've got it's kind of a strong sounding signal, even if you don't have the power out. But yeah, hey, you get yourself an outside antenna, you'd be killer.
Yeah, it's coming up on the, I always say that, but it is, I've been ticking things off. I got my, state license done for work, so now that's out of the way. And I've been studying for my general, and, I think it's, here we go again. Gotta have a coffee seat. But, we're gonna testing in January, so, hey, I'm gonna go ahead and back out for a bit. I am gonna be predisposed. I'll try to come back in a little bit if I don't pass out from coughing too much. N6IWH, KO6BGY, 73P.
Yeah, really, take care of yourself, you know. We'll talk at you later. KO6BGY, N6IWH.